It's time for the Daily Power Play.
And the score! A power play goal for the Predators.
Covering the Predators and the NHL.
With a shot that stopped by Searles.
Now on Jason Michelle.
Jason Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Talking a little Stanley Cup playoffs. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, joins us. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Doing well. It's been a kind of a wacky couple days with how many goals we've been seeing guys score, and then their team's not winning. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, man. Leon Draisaitl getting it done last night for Edmonton, yet they still lose 6-4.
They still lose, yeah. and then also I had the surrealness of being at New York Rangers breakdown day yesterday, where their coach basically broke down. So that was pretty great too.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's start with that. Cause what was that like? I'm going to be honest with you. I told Michelle, like, on the day of game seven, I'm like, look, Rangers are going to do this, even though they're on the road. Like, yeah, Rangers are going to get this done. I think they are a really good team. It could be them and potentially Toronto coming out of the East. And then here we are with New Jersey moving on to take on Carolina. So what was breakdown day like?
Well, two things. First of all, it was really weird to hear that the Rangers put over the Devils as much as they did. Like, I've covered breakdown days in places like Washington, D.C. after the Capitals would get eliminated. And, like, you never hear, like, T.J. Oshie stand there and be like, the Penguins were so much better than us. But, like, the Rangers were very much complimentary to the Devils and saying how good they were. And maybe it's not necessarily what we did, it's what they did. And you don't often hear that. I don't know if it's an excuse or just realism. But then the other thing, obviously, yesterday, besides Patrick Kane kind of laughing at my question about ever returning to Chicago, which he's like, they're rebuilding, dude. They're not going back there, was Gerard Gallant kind of getting confrontational with the media a little bit about the speculation about his job. In full disclosure, I covered that series a lot. The name of Joel Quenneville came up a lot behind the scenes insofar as the Rangers may be petitioning the NHL to see if Quenneville could coach the team and replace Gallant if the Rangers went out in the first round. He didn't appreciate the speculation. He kind of said he was disappointed in the media's questions yesterday regarding his status. He does have a few more years left on his contract, which might be one reason why he was disappointed, but it was very interesting to see a coach be that kind of like standoffish when, in fact, he hadn't talked to his general manager yet, and his general manager didn't talk to us yesterday, which is usually a thing that happens on breakdown day.
Do you think that Gallant is justified in feeling that way, though? Because, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you look at the job he did in Vegas and then now what he's done with the Rangers. I mean, yeah, they don't have a cup to show for it necessarily, but I still think he's a pretty good coach.
I do, too, and that's why I think the only reason you'd get rid of him at this point is if you had an upgrade. And, you know, putting aside the moral implications of hiring Joel Quenneville after what happened in Chicago, he's a better coach than Gerard Gallant is. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. So it's, you know, that's the only reason you'd make a change, because otherwise you're doing pretty good in the regular season. You know, maybe you just had a bad matchup in this one. Or, you know, the other way to look at it, though, honestly, is that this Rangers team could have gone out in the first round in two consecutive seasons. And if that happens, we're probably having a different conversation. I mean, don't forget, the Penguins had them on the ropes until Jacob Trouba took out Sidney Crosby last year with a hit. And that kind of, like, shifted the series. So this could be a different story right now for the Rangers and Gallant if things in that Penguin series would turn different.
Greg Wyshynski from ESPN on with us. Greg, we've been asking this question on our station, you know, taking a look at the NHL playoffs as a whole and specifically looking at goaltending. Do you think that this game has just become more based on the offense and goalies haven't been as important? I mean, we look at some of the Vezina finalists who are out of the playoffs. Igor Shesterkin, obviously UC Saros here. What are your thoughts on that?
It's funny you should say that, because I actually wrote about that a little bit in my column today on ESPN.com.
It's Great minds think alike.
10 lessons from the Stanley Cup playoffs so far. And one of them is, to evoke a name that I think some Predators fans will remember, there's a lot of, like, Chris Osgood goalies now. It's like the Chris Osgood era. It's a bunch of guys that you're playing in the playoffs and your teams are just like, okay, dude, don't lose the series for us. Like, you don't have to, like, steal it. We know you can't really steal it, but just don't lose it for us. And that was always kind of like Osgood for the Red Wings, right? It's just like, just be good enough so you're not the reason we lose the series. Now, that's not to say that the superstar Vezina-worthy workhorse goalie is a thing of the past. I think every team would love to have Shesterkin or love to have UC Soros. No doubt about that. But it is a fact that there's only one goalie in the playoffs right now playing who had over 55 starts in the regular season, and that's Jake Oettinger of the Dallas Stars. Everyone else is in a tandem or you know, didn't play a certain number of games due to whatever reason. In some cases, you've seen teams make goalie changes within the series. The Panthers did it with Lyon and Bobrovsky. The Devils did it with Vanecek and Schmid. You know, those are situations where those are like, you have to do it because of what's happening in the series. The Minnesota Wild tried to do the tandem thing by having Marc-Andre Fleury play game two, and he stunk and basically gave the momentum back to Dallas. So that was the only time we actually saw someone try to do the tandem thing in the playoffs. So long story short, I do think that we're seeing a change where goaltending is going to be de-emphasized insofar as like spending $8 or $9 million on a goalie. You just want to have a couple guys that you can throw in a tandem and hope that one of those guys can be the guy in the playoffs that doesn't cost you a series.
Greg Wyshynski from ESPN's on with us right now. Greg, specifically looking at the Seattle Kraken, what can you just say about what they've done so far in the playoffs, right? Knocking out the Avs in the first round, and also specifically Ellie Tolvanen's play, because we know Predators fans are focusing on him a lot during these playoffs.
So here's the thing about the Kraken. You remember the movie Boss Baby with
yes,
Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
Okay, so they're like Boss Baby. They look like a baby because they're only like 2 years old as a franchise, but they're a bunch of old men actually on the team. Like, it's Johnny Gaudreau's got two Stanley Cups. Like, Jaden Schwartz has a Stanley Cup. Justin Schultz has two Stanley Cups. Like there's all these guys on this team that have a load of playoff experience. And in some cases have won championships before. And I think that we all slept on the idea of like, oh, you know, they missed the playoffs in year one. Now they're in the playoffs for the first time. What to expect from this team? Well, what you could expect is like a bunch of guys that have done this before, mm-hmm. all kind of doing it again. I mean, you know, there's only one guy on the roster that really has never done this before, and that's Matty Beniers because he's a rookie. So I think we all slept on the idea that this was a deep team with a lot of guys that know what the playoffs look like and feel like. And the only thing that's been a real shock is how good Philip Grubauer, their goalie, has played, because his regular season was very middling. Their goaltending was trending in the wrong direction towards the end of the season. And then, you know, he has like the Colorado Avalanche revenge series in round one. And then he had a really strong game, I thought, in game one against Dallas. And so maybe he's playing a little bit better than expected. But as a team, considering their depth and considering who's on their roster, there was always the chance that they could put it together the way that they have this postseason.
Greg Wyshynski, ESPN. As we look at the games tonight real quick, who do you like? Florida just not going away.
I like the Leafs to kind of rally in that game. They did the same thing in the first round against Tampa, where they had a real struggle in game one and then recalibrated for game two. So I think this will go 1-1 back to Florida. And I also think the other series will even too. Dallas had a really bad first period, and then they expended a lot of energy chasing the game the rest of the time. So by the time it got to overtime, like, they were gassed. And so I think they're going to be better in this game. And I think in game two, the thing to watch is if they decide to move Pavelski, who had those four goals in game one, back with Roope Hintz and Jason Robertson. When that line was together, it was arguably the best line in hockey. And maybe they're going to decide that it's in the best interest of the team to reunite them and not have Pavelski play on the second line.
Hey, this time next week we'll know the draft order because the lottery's on Monday, so that'll be fun.
Fingers crossed. Not Canada, everybody. I mean, it's an American
Chicago
team. You certainly don't want them on. Yeah, I want them on Chicago, but you certainly don't want another one of these guys to end up in Canada. It'd be better if he was in it with a U.S. team, but like you said, not Chicago.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Greg, appreciate it as always. Talk to you next week.
Anytime, thanks.
Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, joins us every Thursday at 9:45 through the playoffs. Coming up next, your opportunity once again to win Aerosmith tickets. We had a memorable segment yesterday giving these things away, but this is what we're going to do today. A mini rant in honor of the Rex rant. Like, what are you mad about? Is there something that you're just ticked off about? I mean, we used to do this call You Just Made the List back in the day, so it's similar to that. The best rant that makes you feel better will win these Aerosmith tickets. 615-737-1025. What's got you mad? That's next. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.